Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and you are on Keeping It Real. Today is going to be a special series that I am doing called A Word From Me, where you get to hear my thoughts and my words of wisdom firsthand. And I am excited to present this part of the show because it's something that is really dear to me, and I'm going to be sharing excerpts of, you know, a lot of books that I've written and what contains, you know, what's in them and how they started. But more in depth, I'm going to be teaching you things about yourself. And you know that most of the time I speak about being stuck. So that's what I'm going to be speaking about today and why you are stuck, okay? You know that persistent feeling of being stuck in a relationship that's going nowhere, in a career that drains you, or in a financial pattern that you keep repeating. You see, it's not a sign of failure. You're doing all the right things. It's a sign that you're misaligned with the powerful spiritual keys that your body holds. Yeah. I figured that out too. Your body is a roadmap. Your chakras are the energy centers of that map. And your physical parts are the keys to the kingdom. The points of authority you use to unlock your next level of clarity and action. So we're going to take a look at where feeling stuck and the specific keys you need to turn to make everything line up. Now, I wrote this book years and years ago, and it was by the inspiration of Eugene Anderson, who's a pastor that's been very dear, near and dear to my heart, who started me or who helped propel me into my spiritual journey. And he came to me one day when he was visiting out here in New York. He lives in Albany, Georgia. And he came to me and said, here. And he took my hands and he handed me all these papers. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? He says, you'll know what to do. And he started reading some of the parts. And I'm like, okay, I'm not comprehending it. And he said, you will. You take this, you take all of this and turn it into something. And it was right after years after I had went to him after my car accident in 2006, New Year's Eve to 2007, New Year's Day. And he had told me that out of me would come books and tapes and deliverance for women. And this is way before I knew what I was supposed to be doing. And he said to me, which is an amazing thing, to my daughter, Rachel, who's my best friend, Cindy's daughter. She said, put her arm around me. He said, you too will make some changes. You're going to help her. And little did I know, years later, that she would help me to go to China to live and open up another key to my life. So I'm telling you this because all of this matters, right? I didn't know what I was going to write. And so when I returned home, I then knew what to do with these pieces of paper he had given me. Okay, so it turns out that everything I learned culminated into this roadmap regarding our emotions and how they get stuck, and how they find themselves pinging along in our bodies, okay, that make us sick. And it's because we're stuck, and because we don't use these certain parts of our bodies, like our mouths to speak, our minds to think, you know, like that, and breathing, just breathing sometimes. And because we don't do that, we end up stuck in positions. So let's get to it. The map of unstuckness. We're gonna attack emotions, chakras, and the keys. Okay. Number one, you're stuck in patterns and mindsets. When you're stuck in those patterns and mindsets, the key is your eyes. You say, what do you mean the keys are my eyes? Here's the problem. Feeling stuck in old patterns like self-sabotage or procrastination or a limited mindset, you learn this from the patterns of your past. And you learn them in the safe space. You get your feelings or your emotions from the safe space from your parents or your caregivers that give you either the feeling of a safe space or give you the negative that's not so space, so safe, and you have to protect yourself and therefore live in survival mode and start limiting what you do. So if you heard the words, you're not smart, you adapt that. And that's a pattern that was given to you. So you self-sabotage. I'm not smart. I'll never be like that. So you start to self-sabotage. You learn patterns from your parents, your caregivers. If your parents out of guilt, they might teach you bad habits like letting you get away with things or letting you eat too much or giving you things you shouldn't have and know you shouldn't have them, but because you're not there, they give it to you anyway. Learning patterns. Or you may have a pattern of maybe not knowing something. Maybe when you learn years later in your life, you saw your parents together and you thought they were married, but didn't know. You know, and that's a pattern. So you saw what they were doing, what they were going through, and it was easy for them to separate and come back together, separate and come back. So you were like, oh, you learned a pattern. You learned a pattern. Okay. You learned a pattern from your parents or caregivers who talked about people. You learned a pattern. You learned the gossip. You learned a pattern. You learned if your lights were off all the time, your parents probably procrastinated because they wanted something else. And they did that instead of that. And then they just paid it when they did. And that you learn procrastination. However it is, you learned it from your supposed safe space, which is home, which is family. See, you know what to do, because I'm sure when you saw that, you said, your brain said, your heart said, that doesn't feel right. So you know what to do, but you keep repeating the past in your adult life. You keep repeating it. So what is the emotion or the chakra? Surprise or the lack of? And anticipation. See, when you think it's a something's going to happen, you have anticipation. Or you think that you believe that they're going to, like a party, they're going to throw you a surprise party, you have anticipation. Or if you don't think they're going to do it, well, you have anticipation, right? You know? So it's tied to, guess what? The chakra third eye, intuition and insight. You're surprised by the same bad outcome because you lack clear inner vision. So you keep doing the same thing and being surprised that nothing has changed. You're not surprised by that. There's the bad outcome happens. You're not surprised. Or you are surprised. You get it? And you keep doing it expecting a different outcome. You lack clear vision. And that's like having fog in front of you, right? And you're trying to peep out the sides and you only see one spot, but on this side is a blind spot. Or looking through rose-colored glasses and you're seeing things as distorted That's what it's like. So what's the body key? Your eyes or your forehead? The spiritual key here is knowledge, right? Everything that your eyes see, you can mimic, especially those who love to see things and recreate it. They can recreate it. Those who have, you know, that visual, you know, that they have to learn by visual, they can recreate or do anything just that they see it, right? So the spiritual key here is knowledge. When your vision is clouded by old mental stories, you can't see the path ahead. So how do you unlock your eyes? By intentionally seeking new perspectives. You can't have a closed mind to everything. You have to have an open mind with open ideas. That you have to see an opportunity. And then, listen, this doesn't happen like regularly. You have to do it. You have to consciously do it. Where other people just are open, you're not. You have to consciously open your box of curiosity. You have to open your perspective all the time. You have to challenge your core beliefs. So if you believe that marriages won't work because you saw them not working in your family, you got to challenge that. I'm not saying go out and marry everybody, but you got to challenge that narrative. Is that really the truth? Or is it what you saw? And you got to look for evidence that that is not right, but there's a desired future that's possible. Okay? Many years I've experienced, you know, the surprise factor, and it never changed. It was always a bad outcome, and I was hoping for a different outcome, but it was always the same. So what I learned, I was always waiting for the, as an adult, waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was looking for something that always, something to happen and where the shoe was going to drop. It's not always in the same place, but I was looking for it, something to happen, right? The second thing is you're stuck in relationships. And the key to being unstuck, and the key to that is your mouth. So here's the problem. When you're feeling stuck in relationships, personal or professional, where you can't communicate your needs, or you feel unheard or powerless, you're not able, that's the biggest problem. You're stuck. Because if you're speaking to someone, they're not receiving you, or they're talking over you, or they don't hear you, or you're afraid to speak. You're stuck in a bad relationship, whether it be personal or professional. And this is very important to know, because you can have a bad boss or a bad supervisor or a bad manager or a bad team leader, and they're not willing, passively, aggressively, or aggressively, they're not willing to hear. They'll hear you, but they won't listen with the intent to give a solution or meet you where you are. So you stay stuck in the job. So you stay stuck in a relationship. The emotion that you feel is disgust. It's the total opposite of acceptance. See, when you're accepted, you don't feel nothing but happy, but you're disgusted. And that's tied to your throat chakra, which is not only communication, but out of your throat comes truth. You feel disgust for the situation, but fear speaking your truth. Now, what's the body key to that? That's your mouth, your tongue. Right? This is the key to proclaiming truth. You can proclaim and you can tell the truth. If you cannot use your voice to articulate your needs and your boundaries, you stay locked in a dynamic for life if you don't consciously unlock your mouth. By practicing clear, kind, and firm communication, you have to use your voice to declare what you will and will not accept. I've seen people stay in marriages and pretend for years, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And stay in marriages because it's something told them over there in their past that longevity means success. But never mind you're unhappy. Never mind you're unfulfilled. Never mind you're not doing anything together. Never mind there's so much disgust. Never mind there's so much regret. That's okay, because you learned that over there. That's a pattern. You stay together because you saw your parents do it. Yet they were unhappy. And now where are they? They're together but unhappy. Doesn't sound good, right? When I say it. Stuck in your career and your finances. The key is the heart. Here's the problem. Feeling stuck in a career that lacks purpose or repeating financial scarcity cycles. These are matters of worthiness and security. Feeling stuck in a career that lacks purpose. You learned that over here in your past. You learned that because your father, or maybe even your mother, had to get a job because economics. You learn financial scarcity because they live paycheck to paycheck and said to you, this is the only way we can do it. Or modeled, this is the only way we can do it. Never stepped out to learn about finances or learn about how to do things financially, how to invest. Never did any of that. Never went into their heart's desire to say, hey, maybe we should do this. Financial scarcity. But these are the matters of worthiness. They didn't feel worthy. And they passed it on to you. And they didn't feel like they had security, and they passed it on to you. You see, the emotion that you're going to feel, or the chakra, and the chakra you're going to have, is trust or lack of it and joy. And that's tied to your heart chakra, love and self-worth. When you don't trust your value, you stay in jobs that underpay or relationships that underserve. You getting the picture now? So what's the body key? Your heart and your solar plexus, your core. It's your core. These keys manage your personal power and self-worth. You unlock your heart by practicing radical self-acceptance, accepting you as you are and acknowledging your inherent earth, that's here, not that out here, not your certificates, not your licenses, not your doctorates, not all that other stuff, not your education, but your inherent worth. You know that one that you had that when you were five, you felt like you could conquer the world, could do anything, you could be a fireman, you could be a police officer, or the one when you were nine, I could be a police officer. That one, inherent, do anything. See, this aligns with your core power, your solar plexus, so you can demand the pay, respect, and purpose you deserve in your career and your finances. So why am I saying all this today? Because so many of us get in a place, in a space that doesn't serve us. And we stay in it, we stay involved, we stay, there. And it undermines us even more. It takes away from our self-worth. It just power drives us into the ground until soon our body starts reflecting that bad emotion and we have dis-ease, discomfort, and maybe even cancer. But we get in out of alignment. These things can happen to us. Things can happen to our bodies. Disturbances, diseases, chaos can happen in our lives. And I don't want that for you. You deserve the best thing in life. And you should be there to receive it. You see, if you've been searching for an external solution, the word for you today is this. You are the solution. That heavy feeling of being stuck is simply the resistance of an unused spiritual muscle. You have the keys to the kingdom. You have the authority, the insight, the voice, and the trust in your own anatomy. So start small. Focus on one key today. If you're stuck in an old pattern, challenge your eyes to see a new story. If you're stuck in a relationship, use your mouth to declare your truth. If you're stuck in a career, activate your heart and insist on your worth. You are fully equipped to unlock your kingdom. And if you ever want to get my book, The Keys to the Kingdom, it's available in Barnes & Nobles. It's available in all bookstores. Just ask for it. The Keys to the Kingdom. And start equipping yourself to unlock your kingdom. See you next time around. Bye for now.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.